What is up, you painted maples? Welcome to No Holds Barred, the Shakespeare podcast. Shakespeare would have listened to. I'm Dan Bollier.
And I'm Kevin Condardo. We are back with our first of two wild card episodes this month.
Get excited.
And with winter behind us, with spring on the horizons, all eyes and minds turn to just one thing, and that's the crack of the bat.
Yes.
The sound of cowhide hitting leather, of course. It's baseball season. And last year, in episode 42, we covered the Shakespearean men's baseball team.
Yes.
This spring, we are going to take a crack, and as Abigail Adams implored us, remember the ladies, for the Shakespearean women's baseball team. Mm-hmm. We are going with baseball in the vein of A League of Their Own rules.
So no crying in this episode?
There is no crying in any episode.
Here we go. Two, three.
So in the tradition of our Shakespeare High episodes, we have already filled in our Shakespeare baseball team.
Yep.
We have a Shakespeare hockey team.
Yep.
We have a Shakespeare fantasy football team.
Yes.
And we have the Shakespeare Drama Club production of 1776.
That's right.
So now we will be filling in the women's baseball team, 25 players.
Yep.
Because we did with the men's baseball team, Dan and I will be working collaboratively instead of against each other, just because of the numbers here.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to go through.
And then using the Liam Billingham rule, we will be taking, once a character is taken from a play, that play is off the board. So you will get 25 players from 25 different plays as we fill in a roster that includes the 8 position players. That's catcher, first base, second base, third base, shortstop, right field, left field, and center field.
Traditionally.
A designated hitter. Mm. 5 starters.
Yeah, American League.
Yeah, American League. 5 starters, a spot starter, long relief, 2 mid relief, 2 setup, and a closer, giving you 25 fabulous women playing on our Shakespearean baseball team.
Did you mention the 4 bench players?
There are 4 bench players who will also round out the other 4 of the 21 plus 4 is 25, according to my Shakespeare High math class.
Nailed it.
AP math, AP edition.
All pros math.
That's right.
So yeah, why don't we? We offered people last year that if they didn't like baseball, they could go. But I think you should stick around. People seem to like it.
You're going to learn a little bit about baseball, a little bit about Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Baseball lovers will learn more about Shakespeare. Shakespeare mm-hmm. lovers learn a little bit more about baseball. Mm-hmm. And you'll all get the gift of learning more about us, which is always a treasure.
Of course. So let's start as we did, I believe, with the men. We'll start with a rotation.
Did we? I thought we started with the players. Oh, I haven't listened to that episode recently, apparently.
Neither have I.
Oh, okay.
Except cool. On the way here now. But with the understanding that pitching wins in the playoffs, and this
That's
is
right.
a team that we are hoping goes deep in the playoffs.
Right.
Let's start. With the same question we started the last episode, yeah. the baseball episode with. If you had a first pick,
yep.
who would it be?
My first pick for a pitcher, that is. Because I would probably draft position players before I would draft pitchers in this scenario. But I think if I was to build... What happened last time, which I think will happen again here, is that we'll probably debate a little bit.
No, then, I'm then sure we'll be in unison. In. We very rarely are at odds.
No, I think we're going to really disagree on all of this.
That sounds like, I mean, we're 90-some-odd episodes in for that very understanding. So
perfect.
Here we go.
So I would go with Tamara as my ace pitcher coming out of the Titus Andronicus school. I love the idea of Queen of the Goths. She is fierce. She has a mean... I think she has a lot of pitches. She's pitching with a chip on her shoulder. I think that someone... You know, your ace, you want someone... who you're afraid of. I think the other squads would be afraid to face her.
Mm-hmm.
She's powerful, strong. You'll sell a lot of jerseys.
Sure.
I think she would be. She was someone I'd want to build my staff around.
Yeah.
So she was my. She's who I have penciled in as my SP1.
As your ace?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had as my ace the franchise herself, Cleopatra.
Oh, okay.
I want her. I don't really picture, like, some of these people, you know, I went through and I pulled who I thought were the baseball players from
right.
each of these each of these plays. So there are some players that I could picture, some characters that I could picture playing several different positions.
Sure.
I can't picture Cleopatra doing anything but starting.
Right. You know? I actually have her as my SP too.
Well, there you go. And there she is.
Right.
ASP.
For me, I think she's a nice.
You're
welcome.
I
think she's a little long in the tooth to be our ace. She's like that. I think she's late career Pedro.
Sure. Okay.
Where it's like, yep, you still have all the goods.
Right.
But we got to have like a young,
cagey
young arm.
She's still cagey. She still knows how to work out of jams. She's going to be teaching some other people. And that's actually, it's interesting you bring that up, that I had the rest of this rotation being filled out with I have two younger pitchers.
Yes.
The future in the 3 and 4 spot, because now we have our 1-2 anchoring.
Yep.
The rotation, you know, when we're looking at a 7-game playoff series.
Yep.
If you're rolling out Cleopatra and Tamara.
Yep.
You're in pretty good shape.
You're in pretty good shape.
You know, take that,
right.
George Bernard Shaw's team. You're in deep trouble.
Provided you win your first two home games, who's going to go out there and try to steal your first away game in game 3?
Exactly. Who has that upside? And for me, there are two that I have one ranks it, but I'll throw out Bianca from Taming of the Shrew.
Okay.
She has, I feel like, you know, when we had there's a reason she is the treasured child in this house.
Sure.
You know, and it's like in the 10 things I hate about you, you know, I guess 10 things I hate about you didn't actually do this. I actually think they did the reverse. But couldn't you picture Bianca being like a 3-sport, like, just all American,
totally,
you know, like going on a volleyball scholarship or something to USC or whatever. So I think she's in the vein of baseball pitchers in the pros who come out of like AAU and just coddled and have never really done anything other than pitch for their entire lives in like club teams and whatever.
She's being bred for this.
That's
essentially.
It. She's been sheltered from everything else.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And then so she's out there and Cleopatra can take Bianca under her wing, plus the fact that Bianca is going to be a little more hardened than some of these other pitchers because she's had Kate bang down her door her whole life. So it's
Kate,
like,
who's currently playing hockey.
She's on the hockey team.
Right.
That
athletic family.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see it. They push, you know, it's like the brothers, you know, all the brothers and sisters and siblings that push each other.
Right.
Because it's like you have one and then, you know, Robbie Alomar and Sandy Alomar look at each other like, oh, well, if that's, I need to be at least as good as him.
Sure.
You know.
Who are the catchers? The Molinas?
The Molinas. There are three of them,
Exactly.
Because when it's in your family, you're getting pushed.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, she's not going to be intimidated.
Right.
You know.
She's out there, and she's in number 3 spot, too, behind those two. She's got a lot to learn, a lot of upside. She's, she's the future. I had, it's interesting, so with the Liam Billingham rule in effect, I actually didn't have any Shrew on my top 25, which is an oversight. So that's great that I'm like, oh, yeah, perfect. For my SP3, I had Desdemona. Same idea, young. I mean, I could slot her into SP4, no problem. Because I don't really like my fourth pick anyway.
Mm.
So I like Bianca there. I do think, though, that Desdemona is another young, in a fourth starter, we're looking at someone who has good upside. She is crafty. I'm also basing this directly on this production I just saw.
Sure.
At New York Theater Workshop, where she was like in athletic gear the whole time. So I'm like, oh, yeah, Desdemona, of course she's an athlete.
Yeah.
But that could be influenced by that costume design.
Yeah. I have a hot take alert.
Go on.
I think Desdemona's soft.
Really?
Yeah. I think that if I'm going to take...
How do you spell that?
S-A-W-F-T. I think if I'm going to take someone from Othello, which I am, I'd rather have Amelia as a middle reliever, not in the rotation. I just feel like... I mean, Desdemona is young. She's impressionable.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she doesn't have... She doesn't... I mean, this is victim blaming. She doesn't show the best decision making in dealing with... That whole, I don't know.
That's victim blaming.
I know, that's what I said.
I didn't hear you say that.
I literally said it.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. But I think there are, I don't know. I don't picture Desdemona having, I don't know. I think there are, I think that Amelia, I think Amelia, we can get from other characters
right.
a better version of what Desdemona brings to the table.
Okay. Who do you have in your SP4 slot?
So this is another, actually kind of Desdemona-ish, but with more, shows a little more caginess.
Okay.
And also in the Liam Billingham rule, we're going deep to the end of the bench
sure.
in terms of the plays. How about top prospect Anne Page from Merry Wives of Windsor?
I think we're going to need Merry Wives elsewhere.
Who else do you have? Oh, one of the titular wives?
No. I have Quickly up the middle. Although Quickly is in a couple plays. We could pull her from somewhere else if we wanted to be dodgy
about it. I have another. Well, let's put it in the number four pitcher. Let's put a pin in that whole thing because
sure.
I have another.
I have Helena from Allswell as my number four. As just like crafty stuff. You never know who you're going to get. A grinder. Your fourth starter is like, you're not going to win a series with her, but she's also like, I'll go out there. I got this. Like, some days she's great, and other days she just gets,
yeah.
you know, two innings, six earned, and you're like,
that's
ah,
true, because
crap.
she doesn't get rattled. She doesn't get phased, even when life is telling her, like, hey, no.
Right.
You know, it's that attitude that great athletes have where they're like, no, I'm the best.
Right.
It's like, you see it a lot in basketball players where, like, they take the shot with two guys in their face because they're like, well, I'm the best guy out here. And it's like,
right.
you're objectively not. And they're like, I'm taking the shot.
I'm open.
Right,
nope,
exactly.
You just had the ball.
Right, I can see the hoop from where I am.
Love that attitude.
I know. But the person I had from Allswell, I had Diana in there as a middle infielder, but I'm okay. I see Helena there.
I think Helena,
especially
in
the four spot, because also Helena is a good combination. That Helena is not going to be a diva. She's not malicious,
right?
You know, she's not like Cleopatra. There is a chance there could be some trouble with Cleopatra,
of course, yeah,
being referred to as the number two starter.
Right, that's going to be tough.
There's going to be a lot of newsprint dedicated
that as like
to Tamara.
Your two aces,
exactly.
Right,
Helen is not going to have that problem.
That's Schilling, right? Schilling was never number two. He was part of the
1A.
The ace pair.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, Helena's going to go like 11-7 and pitch one perfect game,
right.
Like somehow just like pull one out. But,
right. Well, it's Derek Lowe in 2004.
That's right.
You don't know, you know, if they're out there, absolutely.
Yep.
You expect not, you know, you expect 500 and maybe
yeah.
you get
maybe a little more.
Catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
505.
Then those seven losses are going to be terrible.
They're just a drubbing.
Right. How are you on this team?
Right.
Retire.
Retire. Burkett, retire.
Oh,
and then,
such a good story.
As the Burkett of this rotation, I have Mariah from 12th Night as the fifth starter.
I have Ophelia.
Talk about soft.
Fifth starter. I mean, she and Hamlet are the two number fives, and like they go out for ice cream cones after practice, and they're like, I got shelled again.
But Ophelia like gives up two hits, and it's like she's openly sobbing on the mound.
Fifth starter.
I guess.
That's what that is.
But I'd rather have Mariah out there. Like, Mariah's going to go out there, and she will give you six innings. She may give up 11 runs, but she'll be like, all right.
I think we need 12th Night elsewhere again. I mean, I have like a key play. I mean, I have Viola in a key role.
All right. Well, we'll hold off.
We'll put a pin in four.
We have four. We're good with Helena.
Helena.
So
cool.
we need our fifth starter. We'll leave it open for now.
Also, I feel like Mariah, I'm going under the assumption that the fifth starter is the one that has their own catcher.
Doesn't need to be. I mean, if you have if Ophelia is going to be in this rotation, Ophelia has a caddy.
I have one
for
I
sure
have one lined up for her, but we'll get there later.
Well, let's get there. Why don't we do our eight position players right now?
Great.
So what we talked about, both of our opinions of catchers, our catchers tend to be the psychologists of the team.
Yep.
They're a second banana in that they're going out there with it. Well, not a second banana.
What does that mean? Second banana. I've never heard that phrase.
Seriously?
No idea.
You've never heard the phrase? That's a pretty common phrase.
Second banana?
Yeah.
Like, I ate a banana, and then I had a second banana?
Yeah, the second banana is like
I've never heard this phrase.
That's hilarious. Juliet and the nurse is the second banana.
Right.
And that is who I have as the catcher here.
Interesting.
I have the nurse, because the nurse is going to go out there and tell, although none of these, it's funny, all the boys that we had needed attending.
Right. These women are all very smart.
They are, yeah. I mean, none of the Tamara, Cleopatra, Bianca, Helena, they're all going to be out there. They'll be like, get the fuck back behind the plate.
Right.
I got this.
Which is why I think I actually have the nurse as my bench one player as Ophelia's catcher.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I have.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because Ophelia's going to need someone to be like, hey, I've been through this before. The last time she offed herself, and that was a mistake.
Gertrude,
I can save you.
Not a great caddy.
Right. But you can't have Gertrude because you have Ophelia.
Well, and I wouldn't want that. I know, but she's literally the opposite of that. Like, Gertrude would go out there and be like, "Ooh, you're getting lit up, huh? You got nothing tonight. Well, right. Good luck."
Right. I think the nurse also fills in that sweet, sweet Kevin Millar role of like the life of the team. She plays 1 in 5 games and spends the other 4 like duct taping Cleopatra to the pole when she's not on the start.
Right.
Like, she's just like keeping everyone fresh.
Cleopatra is a perfect analog for Pedro Martinez.
It's right there.
They are very similar.
It's right there.
Yeah. No, I think the nurse would be a fantastic catcher. Absolutely. Just like always chattering too. Just like jabbing to the ump. Not like malicious. Just like just talking. Like there are some other people on this team at the infield that I put together.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking maliciously, but the nurse is just jabbering.
Right. She's out there doing long toss with the starter before the game. I think she is our backup catcher. I really do.
I like it. So in the bullpen too, send her out there.
Right. Just wherever do you need me, coach? I got this.
Yeah.
So who I had for our starting catcher, I went with the assumption that the catcher is the smartest player on the field at all times.
As a former catcher, I agree. Hmm.
So I went with Cressida from Troilus and Cressida. Mm. Just like great arm. It's in the text. She has a great arm.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to support that, but it's smartest player, just a lot of talent, young.
You know who Cressida?
Great knees.
What?
Because she's young. So, like, you have to have good knees. Catchers, you know, they drop off.
That's true. Yeah, like
you hit
30,
like 32
you're
and you're like, it's over.
That's
you went from being like a star to being done.
Right. That's why I don't, that's why I'm not catching anymore.
Is that why?
Yes. But the Cressida as a catcher reminds me of Schroeder as a catcher in Peanuts.
Perfect.
Where it's like, how did you end up on this team? And it's like secretly she's like a great slap hitter.
Right.
Just like a tiny little, like, because I picture Cressida being small.
Sure.
Just in a play, especially in that play.
She's surrounded by giants.
Exactly.
But that's also, she's not going to be scared of like Tamara or Cleopatra. She'd be like, yep, you could kill me, but so could everyone, literally everyone I know.
That is really an interesting idea. Go like Tamara screaming at Cressida.
Right.
And Cressida being like, tell me all about war. I'm so excited to hear about your experiences.
Queen of the Goths. You got captured. Like, I played both sides.
I like my queens not captured.
How about that? You know, like, I have this. So.
All right. Exclusively for that interaction, I'm on board.
Sweet.
Cressida.
Cressida.
Okay. So now we're going around the infield.
Sure.
First base.
Yeah.
I like my first baseman under the 1940s style. Like, they got found on a farm with a piece of hay, with a piece of straw sticking out of their mouth.
Sure.
Like, in overalls, and a scout got off the train and was like, who are you?
I'm Huck Finn.
Exactly, right? It's like, then they, like, let's see if you can hit this. And they hit a rock, like, 200 miles. And it's like, oh, okay.
You're in.
You come with me now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that type of talent in the canon is Audrey from As You Like It.
Awesome.
And Touchstone is the scout that went and found her.
Awesome.
And that's why he's like, this girl can stroke.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
So,
surprisingly, I had As You Like It as well in the first base slot. And this is because you are penning it in. I like it. So I'm just going to vamp here.
I got a good response, so I'm going with it.
I was looking online today at just like first base requirements or responsibilities on, I know we're talking about female baseball, but on softball teams. And someone who honestly couldn't spell, put it like they put past ball like
P-A-S-T.
P-A-S-T ball.
It used to be a ball.
At one point it was a ball. But it was, they were saying the first baseman should be tall because of all of the errant throws by the other infielders. And I was like, what? What does that even mean? But I went with Rosalind from As You Like It because she is more than uncommon tall. But I do like the idea that, like, we can find a spot for Rosalind elsewhere in the school. Audrey is, I think you're right on with
and
that.
And it's like, she's not very great fielding-wise. She's fine. She's passable.
Right.
You know, but like, she's batting fourth.
She's not a whore.
I'm sorry?
She's not a whore. That's in the text.
But she could be a four-hitter.
Four-hitter, yeah.
On our ball club.
Yes.
I guess we should talk about, since we kind of skimmed over that, why we're doing baseball instead of softball.
Yeah.
And the short answer is because we know baseball.
And we know nothing about softball.
Like, and to compare the type of softball that we have played.
Beer league, like, softball.
With, like, minus the beer in my case, sadly.
Plus the beer in my case, on the field.
With, like, Jenny Finch, who is, okay. We just know nothing about the strategic differences that separate baseball from softball. So we're just sticking with what we know in baseball. So our apologies to the softball lovers out in the fandom.
Yes, the beefdom.
But if you want to come to New York and strike us out, I know I will. We will both almost certainly comply.
Danny's going deep tonight. Second base. I have Mistress Quickly, as mentioned before. Mm-hmm. I want speed up the middle. So I do think that someone who can turn it, this is from the Mistress Quickly from Merry Wives is who I have.
Okay.
I think that craftiness is important. Mm-hmm. And just, I really believe speed.
Yeah.
Speed in the middle. And her name is Quickly, so she must be fast, right? That's how that works?
I guess. I just like my second baseman, Feisty, in the Pedroia school.
Right. That applies to Mistress Quickly.
Yeah, but
very,
like,
feisty.
Angrier. Like,
angrier than Mistress Quickly? Who do you have?
I have Paulina from The Winter's Tale. When someone comes in, spikes high on Paulina, she's going up, and then she's coming down with a knee on their face, and then they're fighting. Right there.
Yeah. I just feel like...
I also like...
She's like a calculated angry, as opposed to being like...
Oh, I don't know. She comes out real hot after... when she comes back in after the the revelation of the verdict.
Yeah.
I like her, like, screaming in the umpire's face, and everyone, like, Audrey's trying to hold her back, and she's like, get out of my face, Audrey, not right now. And I like her as a spark plug, as a leader of this infield, even though I have... let's put a pin in that.
Well, I'm going to put a pin in that also because I think that in the same school as Audrey is Perdita, who is, like, grew up in the pasture.
Yeah.
Like, probably a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, probably.
She's the queen of the sheep shearing.
Yeah.
And is, like, they're going to play pickup softball at the sheep shearing, and she's going to, like, throw Florizel around and just be like, I'm the best.
Right.
So I'd like to have Paulina, but I'd rather have Perdita from Winter's Tale.
I feel like there are more Perditas elsewhere than Paulinas.
All right. Well, once again, let's put a pin on second base, because that's... Also, I mean, Mistress Quickly is like the queen of second base, if you know what I mean. Third base, what do you say?
Third base, you want someone who's fearless.
Yep.
Who's ready to, you know, play in on the bunt, but also... not afraid, you know, the prospect of someone hitting a line drive from 30 feet away doesn't scare them.
Yes.
And so I'm going to take Adriana from Comedy of Errors.
Okay. I thought we were going in the same direction on that. I would absolutely take Adriana. I have her as a starting position player, so I'm down. I had Beatrice from Much Ado for all the same reasons.
Yeah.
Which is like, I've been here. Like, especially in this sort of game, the third baseman, you do need someone who is, like, I have seen it all before.
Right. But I just picture Adriana, like, 60 feet away, screaming at the batter to take a shot.
Sure.
You know? Like, another one. I have my feisty little infield that I'm picturing here.
I'm into it. I'll concede Adriana at third if you give me Quickly a second.
Fine. Although, the disappointing thing there is I had Dalter Sheet in the outfield from Henry IV.
You'll
Part
be
two.
Seeing Dalter Sheet. I have her.
Oh, we're covered different. So, wait. So, when Quickly is representing what play?
Merry Wives.
Because we aren't using...
And I have Dalter Sheet coming out of H4, too.
All right, fine. Merry Wives. So, that drops.
Spoilers.
And Paige is out. Fine. Adriana at third base. And then, at shortstop, I have who I think is going to be the best player on the team. Who's going to be our leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the heart of the team.
Okay.
Who's going to have the type of confidence and belief in herself and her cause. And that's Joan de Pucelle, Joan of Arc.
Well, well, well.
That's short.
Well, well, well. I had Viola here.
Mm.
But I do like Joan of Arc.
Just picture Joan of Arc coming out to lead off the game.
Sure.
Like, we are winning this game because God told me so.
Don't let us win tonight. Right. Joan of Arc.
Exactly.
Got me. I'm in.
Okay, nice.
Okay, good talk. Sorry, Viola, you're out.
All right. So our infield is Cressida, Audrey, Mistress Quickly, Joan de Pucelle, and Adriana.
De La Pucelle, I believe.
Sure. Also, that's a very interesting. I mean, I love when we go through these exercises, just like picturing what, like during a pitching change, what are Joan and Adriana going to talk about? Like, I feel have a lot to cover or nothing.
Yeah, they're going to be talking about not sunflower seeds, I'll tell you that much. What's that gum that you chew that you're like?
Big League Chew.
Big League Chew. How about that Big League Chew? Double great Big League Chew.
Let's go into the outfield.
Sure. This is the person who I think is the best player on the team. And I have them in center field. And this is going to possibly ignite some anger.
Why would you say that?
I'm taking Ariel from The Tempest. Mm. Male or female, we don't know. Mm. But it is listed in the Dramatis Personae under the female characters.
Isn't Ariel on another team?
No. I thought so, too.
Well, because we had...
I have double-checked. I've triple-checked because I was like... Because Ariel just has not made the cut.
Right, because we've used other people from The Tempest, right?
That's right. Ariel is listed on several websites as being a male character, but has been played by both male and female.
Sure.
But for me, the conclusive evidence really is in the cast list. She is listed underneath Miranda and before all the other female spirits, and it's right in there. And I'm like, as an actor... I want Ariel to be male because I want to play that role. It's a great part.
Right.
But for the sake of this argument, having Ariel in center field would be really great.
No, and Ariel is definitely a center fielder too.
Right. All over the place, leading the outfield. That's someone I would have maybe, if we have Joan leading off, Ariel's your number two hitter.
It's pretty good.
Back in like the Jeter days of like,
right.
That's a great hitter. Can go deep, but also can just slap it around.
Right.
Phenomenal.
Oh, because we used Prospero on the men's team.
Right.
Right. All right. Yeah, I'm down.
Right.
We already went with Troilus and Cressida, so she's not going to make the cut. But I had Cassandra in center field.
Okay.
Because Cassandra is cursed to see the future and no one believes her. But she's out in center field and she just like looks around and then takes like 30 steps to her right. And everyone's like, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, will someone trust me for once? And then they hit a liner, and it's like right to her, and she's like, I told you. Nice. And then they bench her because she doesn't listen to her, and she's like, you guys are killing me. That's more of a sketch idea than a...
Could work.
Right.
That could work. Who do you have in left?
I had Daltair Sheet in right.
Okay, my right fielder's also gone. That's where I had Adriana from Comedy of Errors.
Got it.
But how about Beatrice there?
She doesn't strike me as an outfielder. I had Beatrice as a catcher, but I like our catchers better.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's
that means, and this is how, this is the beautiful part about this, folks. We are now at the point where Much Ado is back on the big board.
But I don't know who else we'd take from Much Ado, because Hero, I'm not interested in.
No. It's Beatrice. I think she belongs on this team.
She's on the team. We'll find a spot for her.
We'll get her in.
Adriana.
You had, who do you have in right?
Where do you want to put, so I still have Paulina, but you want to put,
I have Perdita as a bench outfielder. Do we put her in here as right fielder?
So who's,
wouldn't that be shocking if your right fielder wasn't someone you really wanted on the team?
is that a crack at Christopher Trotman Nixon? Because I will fight you right now.
Of course not. I'm talking about Paul O'Neill.
Oh, that guy sucks.
The worst.
The worst. Boo.
Never did anything important that mattered for any team ever. Period. End of story. Is Paul O'Neill, is he available for this team?
No. There was that one time he kicked the ball in from right field. That was pretty funny, but that was kind of the highlight of his career. Really, the reason I'm pushing for Daltair Sheet in the outfield is because that is such a baseball name. That, like, there
still
may have
jerseys.
Been a baseball player in the 30s named Daltair Sheet.
Sure.
And, like, tear the cover off the ball, like, tear sheet rips.
Right.
Double. Like, it's the headlines are right there.
Let's do it. Let's put her there. From H42?
Yeah.
Why not?
And tear sheet looks great on the back of a jersey.
100%. Doll Tear Sheet Bobblehead Night?
Definitely.
I'm going to get you a Doll Tear Sheet jersey for your birthday this year.
Perfect. Can't wait. Be a huge fan.
54 Red Sox Tear Sheet.
Let's not suppose on what number Doll Tear Sheet would wear. So we have Miranda. I had Miranda in the outfield too, but she's off the board now.
She's off. Who do you have in left?
I had Miranda.
Oh, in left? I have Lady Mac.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I know where Lady Mac's going.
I don't think so. Closer?
Oh, yes. Like the Undertaker. Closer. Like the lights go out. Like you hear the gong. And then, like, the witches come out ahead of her or something. Like, on the Jumbotron, like, the witch, you cut to a scene, like, and the cauldron is there, and it's like thundercrack, and then she comes out and is just, like, whipping fireballs.
I don't know. I have Constance from King John as my closer.
I have Constance as the setup man.
I think Constance is just like, I'm not crazy. And, like, that's her whole bit is that, like, she's not crazy, but in doing so, she's extra crazy.
But that's why I love her as a setup.
Yeah, you need like a sane. Like the closer is the most unhinged person on your team.
Well, I have Amelia from Two Noble Kinsmen as the other setup. So the two setup.
Oh, we're falling apart here.
Well, that's okay.
We're off the rails.
We can riff.
I think you got to take a starting left. I mean, left field is really important. We've already punted on right field with someone that neither of us had.
I did. Doll Tear Sheet.
But you had her as a backup, didn't you?
No, as a left fielder. I had her. She was on my starting.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
I already have my Doll Tear Sheet jersey, so I wanted to make this team. What are we looking for in a left fielder here? What are the real...
Well, the reason I had Lady Mac out there is because it's someone who is... I've always pictured left field being someone with power, like, they could be a center fielder if they had a little bit more restraint, but they're not. Uh-huh. So it's someone who's just like... You know, it's a big bat. I think Lady Mac rips the fucking cover off the ball. So if you're telling me she's not going to hit, that hurts my feelings. Because, like, I think Lady Mac can rake.
I just think it would be so cool for her coming out of the bullpen, and that's the end. That's it.
There are other mystic. If you're not into the idea of Constance, I think we can find someone who is a mystic, scary closer. Mm. But I think we got to have Lady Mac swinging the stick. Like, she just strikes me as, like, a home run hitter. Like, I think she's gonna put up great numbers. She's not a liability in the field. She's not your leader. Mm-hmm. She's kind of a head case over there.
Yeah, so then the outfield, yeah. I mean, I also like the idea of, I feel like she and Ariel would have some things in common.
Right.
Like, oh, you're ethereal? I have some ethereal friends.
Right.
Some of my best friends are ethereal.
She can't be near Doll Tear Sheet because she's gonna kill her.
Right.
So Ariel's like, I got this. That's cool. Just chill.
You stay all the way over there.
Yeah. And like a fan favorite. I want to see Lady Mac every night.
Mm.
Not like just in the games.
But you will when she comes in to close.
Ah, but not every night. That arm, no. I think her bat is too good to give up.
All right. I'll pitch you this. Let's spin the wheel and make a deal.
Okay.
I had another starting pitcher that I missed when we were talking about it before. Because who do we have? Who are we looking at for the fifth starter right now?
Ophelia.
Is right. How about instead of Ophelia for a fifth starter, a lot of...
I don't like it already.
A big segment of baseball players being from the South or of a more religious bent. You see this in Major League. There's that guy, yes. That deeply Christian guy. And I think that we need that
Jabul? Wait, no.
No, the other guy.
Oh, what's the guy's name?
Jobu is the Pedro Serrano.
Pedro Serrano, of course.
The guy that feuds with Pedro Serrano.
Yeah.
How about Isabella from Measure for Measure as the pitcher, as the fifth starter? Maybe even the fourth starter. Then you have Helena as the fifth starter.
Ah, Helena's okay.
Another person of faith?
I have Isabella as my bench three. I like Isabella on the squad.
Mm.
Is she a pitcher, though? Because... In the play, Isabella is more reactive or more proactive? What would you say?
I think she's proactive because she goes after it. She's the one that goes to Angelo. You know, and you're talking about, she is someone who is not going to wilt.
Okay.
You know, she is faced with death and she calls the bluff.
Sure.
You know, I feel like she's going to look right in at the signal and she's going for it.
Okay.
You know? And I like that.
So Isabella as our fifth starter.
Yeah. So that makes our rotation Tamara, Cleopatra, Bianca, Helena, Isabella.
My kingdom for a comedy.
There's no... Helena is technically a comedy.
Sure.
And Bianca. Those are both... Oof, both technically comedies.
Oh, right. I have Othello written here. Bianca is from... Yeah, gotcha.
Right. So left field, I'll give you Lady Mac in left if you give me Isabella in the rotation.
So that tells... So is Hamlet not going to get used?
Hey, I don't really know who it would be.
Wow. I'm into it. I like it. Yes. Deal.
I know Liam's going to be disappointed, but...
Well, you know what? F*** Liam.
Okay, so that is our start. And then who's our DH?
I had Titania from Midsommar. Mm. Although, you know what? I have Hippolyta from Midsommar.
Sure, an Amazon.
Yeah. Breaks, just like crushes the ball.
Sure.
Is pissed.
Right.
Can hit it 2 miles.
Sure. I had, my Midsommar was Helena, because she is a maypole.
Sure.
You know, and you could put her, she could be the backup for a spaceman. I have her actually in the bullpen in that long, in the spot start, like she's the sixth starter, that she has the chip on her shoulder, that she's going to be upset that she's the sixth starter. And then, you know, if she pitches once every 3 weeks, she's going to really have to go out there and, like, deal, because she's like, this is my shot.
Yeah.
I
like my spot starter. It's someone I don't think we've really talked much about on the pod yet, but it is someone that I think is can deal with adversity well, which is sort of like that spot starter is a person that just shows up and is like, I might have the day off.
Right.
Or I might throw 4 innings.
Right.
And I might just be like, I'm in there just to get us through to the loss.
Right. You have no idea.
Or just to hang around. So for me, that's Lacorda from Pericles, who is the one who basically delivers the baby in the middle of, like, the storm, and is like, Pericles, this is your daughter. Also, your wife is dead. Also, we could all die real soon.
Right.
It's just like, somehow has her head above all of it.
Right. I love that. That's definitely a pitcher that you're describing.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a middle reliever. That's, what you, like, second and third in the seventh inning, and all, like, when it gets out of control quick, and you have... Like, you have one pitcher's, you have one mound visit. You're like, Lacorda, get up. We need you in 45 seconds. And she just fires off, like, 5 fastballs. And she's like, all right.
Right. Well, I don't know, because I feel like whenever you see Lacorda in the game, you're like, oh, this game's over. Like, no matter, like, either way, this game is like, something has gone wrong.
Sure.
But it's the shipwreck. When you see that spot starter, you're like, I don't picture Lacorda pitching 3 days in a row to get us in a, like, it's the Andrew Miller setup.
Got it. Like, I don't know. I love that idea that it's like only when things go super sideways that she's out there.
That, like, seems like a spot starter to me. That seems like...
Well, I mean, like, usually...
Or the spot, long relief, I guess.
Well, it's more when, like, when you have a starter who's cruising.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is great. Seventh inning. Yeah, you can get another inning. It's like, strike, strike, walk, double, double. And you're like, oh, God. And then all of a sudden it's like,
quickly.
Whoa. And you need someone immediately.
Sure.
Like, that's the ship being tossed at sea, as opposed to a spot starter is like, all right, well, buckle up. You know, you have a little
Isabella
more time.
Isabella isn't feeling good today.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's think about it.
Okay.
So, back to DH. Mm-hmm. Hippolyta versus...
Well, we could either use another Amazon, Amelia from Two Noble Kinsmen.
Uh-huh.
Or I had Jaquenetta from Love's Labor's Lost.
I have her as my long relief.
I
so
basically,
we have the same. This is funny. We have the same people,
yeah, right,
just in different slots.
We've picked out the baseball players. We know how to scout.
That's right.
But I feel like Jaquenetta is kind of the same bit as Audrey, where it's like country.
Sure.
Ken Rake. But I could picture Jaquenetta pitching too, because Jaquenetta is not in a way that Isabella is steeled for whatever's going to come.
Yep.
Jaquenetta is unaware of what's coming. It's like, I just throw strikes now, right?
That's my...
Okay, cool.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Right. 3 pitches.
That's almost more... I could picture that as the sixth starter. Like, doesn't just... Mm. Is it my turn to pitch now? Okay. Like, not getting out of jams, but like, oh, you're throwing 90 pitches tonight.
So Jaquenetta as our sixth starter with Lacorda in long relief?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Okay. So just to summarize where we are. We have starting Tamara, Cleopatra, Bianca, Helena, Isabella. our eight fielders, Cressida, Audrey, Quickly, Joan, Adriana, Tearsheet, Ariel, Lady Mac.
Yeah.
And then we have the nurse is the backup catcher. Jack Winetta is our spot starter. And LaCorita is our middle, one of our middle relievers.
Yeah.
Okay.
LaCorita is our long relief.
Oh, okay.
And we have two mid relievers still to go.
Okay. So who do you have as the closer? So you like Constance as the closer?
I do like Constance.
All right, fine. Well, I think Lady Mac is a better closer, but I do like, yes. What do you like about Constance?
Well, I think that she has that air of like, I'm going to tell you just how not crazy I am.
Right.
With crazy eyes. And you're right. Like, I'm terrified of this person.
Right.
And she's in a play with people who are scared of her.
Right.
But that to me is... And she has lost something in the past that she doesn't want to ever lose again.
Right.
Which is important for a closer.
A lead.
Like, I'm not going to lose today.
Right. Yeah. You are not beating me.
Yeah.
No, I like it. All right, fine. Constance. And then who do you have as your building backwards from there? Mm-hmm. So if Constance is the ninth, who's in the eighth?
I have Volumnia from Coriolanus, who probably is a closer on another squad.
Sure.
A la 2017 Boston Red Sox, of like, we'll take six closers and make two of them setup people.
Right.
Who is just like, I can handle my son and he is a demon.
Yeah.
So I can handle you in the eighth.
Yeah. She's long in the, I mean, if Cleopatra's long in the tooth.
She was, I mean, I think Volumnia probably was the closer for like a decade in a previous iteration of this podcast.
Right. Right, right, right.
But now that we are here, the fresh voices of Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
She's set up.
Okay, maybe.
And then I had Marina as my second setup, but Pericles is off the board with LaCorita.
Right.
And when you can get LaCorita, why would you take Marina?
I had, what about, as a middle reliever in here, I had Nerissa from Merchant of Venice.
Wait, sorry, mid relief or setup?
Middle.
Oh.
I'm just looking at other pitchers I have.
Okay.
I'm just trying to fill in the bullpen here.
Sure.
Who do you have as your middle relievers?
Sylvia from Two Gents and Dahl Tearsheet, who is off the board.
Right. All right, so we still have Helena on the board as well.
Yes.
I had Nerissa for Merchant of Venice as a middle reliever. That's someone, Nerissa in that play knows what her job is and does her job, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, as the second. Like, she's not going to be,
I like that.
Some of these other people are clamoring to, you know, they want to be the closer, they want to be the starter. Nerissa is more than happy to spit sunflower seeds, come in the sixth to get two guys, and then hit the showers.
Yep.
Like, I like that as a role player.
I like that a lot.
And then, Margaret from Henry the Sixth, part two.
Arbitrarily?
Any of them. Right. Yeah, I picked that one. Younger Margaret.
Cool.
That's another person.
As mid-relief?
I just have her in the bullpen. I don't know. We can assign her.
How about as setup? I like the idea of, what if we went with Nerissa Sylvia as our two mid-relief, and then Margaret Volumnia as our two setups?
Yeah, I'm down with that.
All right.
Margaret Volumnia. Yeah, God, you need, Sylvia and Nerissa are going to be clinging to each other out there.
Right. And then you have, like, so basically Nerissa and Sylvia grow up to become Margaret and Volumnia.
Interesting.
Interesting. Heavy matters.
Heavy matters. And the nurse is out there as the bullpen catcher, just like jabbering at everybody. What's up, everyone? Hey, Volumnia, like, how you doing?
Trying to throw sunflower seeds into cups.
Right.
Like, check this out.
No? All right, Constance, no? You don't want to hang out?
My husband used to love this before he died.
Oh, cool.
And my daughter did too before she died.
Excellent.
Want to throw a long toss?
Yes. As long as possible. all right. So that's,
we're honing in here. We need three more bench slots and a DH, and we're done.
That's it. Yeah. So, yeah, just our bullpen. Constance, Volumnia, Margaret, Nerissa, Sylvia, LaCorita, Jack Winetta. Poor Jack Winetta, too. Out there just like, what is happening out here?
How did I end up here?
All right, so who are the athletes that you have left available?
Well, I have Imogen from Cymbeline, who I think is hands down an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Have we used... Did Perdita make the cut yet? Is Winter's Tale?
No, and I still have Paulina available.
I would take Perdita over Paulina, especially because our team is skewing old.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I thought we would end up with more. It's actually funny, when I was pulling together the scouting reports,
yeah,
I was worried we were going to end up with too many ingenues, and we really didn't.
We chose the ladies, the women,
right?
Not the girls.
No. All right, so great. Let's get, especially on the bench, you know,
right?
It's like get build towards the future.
Yeah.
So I would say as a backup outfielder is Perdita.
Yeah, exactly. That's where
let her graze.
Right where I had her.
So
Hippolyta for DH?
Yeah.
Moved in seconded.
You can't go wrong with an Amazon as your DH. And that's another one who's going to be like at the end of the bench. Just like, that's Jobu.
Right.
Hippolyta's
her bat is made out of like a tree.
Right, literally. She just pulls it up out of the ground. How about Regan as the backup corner infielder?
I love it.
She's not afraid to be down there at third base picking them.
How do we not have one of the Lear daughters on this team yet? Holy shit.
It's been it's just a matter of preference, but Goneril could be here too. I just prefer Regan.
I think Regan has more of a killer instinct.
Yeah.
I always thought that Goneril is the daughter that's like...
Well, she's the oldest
daughter.
She's the responsible one.
Right, the middle one is like, I can do better than
the middlest, right. Yeah. I've just seen historically better Regans. When I do a sum total of all the Lears I've seen, I've enjoyed the Regans more than the Goneril's. Purely objective.
Well, you're more of a Cornwall anyway.
Subjective. I do love kicking people's eyeballs out.
I know, I have one eye. Fun fact.
You said Freddy Blassie to do my eye.
So it's down to this. We have one spot left on our bench.
Middle infield.
I think that's Imogen from Cymbeline.
Well, we have... Okay, so it could be Imogen. It could be Beatrice. It could be Mariah. It could be... We still have Amelia from Othello. Mm. We have... Well, if we have Hippolyta...
Wait, no, we don't. Othello is... Wait, Desdemona didn't... All right, she didn't
make
it.
She got cut. And then the other, we use Pericles, right?
Oh yeah, we have Lacorda.
If we were drafting, my garbage, halfway true choice was going to be Diana from Pericles, the goddess.
Oh sure, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But
we have Lacorda, which is probably the strongest female in the canon.
Interesting.
I don't know. I made that up right now.
I like it. It's a hot take.
That's it.
All right, who's our backup middle infielder?
I think
Imogen is scrappy. Yeah.
I think she's the one.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think Beatrice is, she strikes me as a corner infielder, not middle.
Totally.
Like Imogen's.
Wow, Beatrice isn't going to make this club.
She is not happy.
She is going out for the play next year for sure. All right, so is that our club or those
I
are
think
25?
That's it. Let's run it down.
I'm shocked at the people who didn't make this team.
Right?
They are going to be displeased.
So are all of our listeners.
as they so often are. So our rotation.
Yep.
Tamara from
yep.
Titus.
Yeah.
Cleopatra from Antony and Cleopatra.
Yep.
Bianca from Taming of the Shrew. Helena from All's Well That Ends Well. And Isabella from Measure for Measure.
Not bad.
Pretty good rotation.
That's not bad.
Our starting nine.
Cressida is our catcher from Toys and Cressida. Audrey at first from As You Like It. Mistress Quickly from Merry Wives at second. Adriana from Comedy of Errors at third. Jean de la Pucelle from H61 at short. Dahl Tearsheet in right field.
Hell yeah.
From Henry IV Part 2, selling jerseys in right field.
I have two.
Ariel in center from The Tempest. Lady Mac from Mac in left field. And Hippolyta raking with that big tree as the DH.
On the bench, we have the backup catcher and in the bullpen babysitting this murderer's row in the bullpen, literally, the nurse. The middle infield backup is the nurse from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
The middle infield backup is Imogen from Cymbeline. The corner infield backup is Regan from King Lear. And backing up the three outfield positions is Perdita from The Winter's Tale.
Our spot starter is Jack Guineta from Love's Labor's Lost. Our most famous long relief pitcher in the history of baseball is Lacorda from Pericles.
She could be moving up.
She could be. In mid-relief, we have Nerissa from Merchant of Venice and Sylvia from The Two Gentlemen of Verona. And set up, we have Margaret from H62 and Volumnia from Coriolanus. And then I'm passing it over to you.
Oh, that was we so rarely do. Wow. And closing it out.
Constance from King John.
What? a dingus.
What a Dorcas. Dorcas was on my list of people who didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
I really
Dorcas
love Dorcas.
Did make the cut.
Favorite name in the canon, Dorcas.
Dorcas. So there you have it. That is our women's baseball team ready for a league of their own and to knock around Webster's women's team. Let us know who we missed. There were some ball players left on the cutting room floor whose parents are going to be writing in to the principal about not
Seriously.
Making the team. We are going to get some angry letters on this one. Let us know if there's anyone else that we missed. You can email us at noholdsbarredpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/noholdsbarred. You can find us on Twitter at noholdsbarredcast. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/noholdsbarred. So
good.
Until next time, I'm Kevin Cadardo.
And I'm Dan Bollier.
Play ball! I do.